Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Mabez, Ibay Luhu. Let's start with that, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Ibay Luhu on Mem Vav Amid Bez. As we continue in Nigmar Hadin, this parak which discusses the first of the Dala Misos, Skila, Nigmar Hadin, Motsino Sol, Saklo, and daf Mem Tesim Mabez is the next parak which talks about Dala Misos Bezin. But this first parak is about Skila. Ibay Luhu is good. Do you get this far?
We got about 8 lines before that. Do I allude to
okay, so we'll see if there's this time afterwards. We'll come back. Ibay lehu. Hespeda yakra dechayehave or yakra dechefehave. After Gemara, is a hesped, when we give a eulogy, how do we get into this? Because we're talking all about what happens before we put somebody to death and we ask them to do vidui and we go through the process of what occurs at the end and do we hang them? Yibayilu hesped, so what about a hesped? A hesped, is that covered a chayim or covered a meis? What is the reason we give a hesped? We talk all about the niftar. Is that really for the niftar? Covered a niftar? Or maybe it's for the niftar's relatives. Maybe it's to make them feel good that this is what their relative filled his life with, his or her life with. So is it Yakra Dechaye or Yakra Deshechvi? Right, previously the Gemara asked, what about Kfura? Is Kfura this or that? So related is this question. Hesped, is it Kavad Achayim or Kavad Hames? Rav Shechter writes in Be'ikvei Atzon in Siman Tes Zayin that obviously there are some mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveru that flow from Shibudim. Flow from Shibudim. For example, Tztaka, there are some Rishonim even, and Achronim expand on it, that Tztaka is a Shibud of the Ani, or the Shibud of my Chaver to me. He has a Shibud on my money. Certain mitzvahs ben adam l'chaver have that. But obviously you can't say that by anything that's La'achar Misa. La'achar Misa, you can't say there's a Shibud that I have to bury somebody, or a Shibud that I have to say a eulogy about someone. Those types of mitzvos really have a different mechayev. That mechayev is histavik bidracha, right? The mitzvos say that the Rambam quotes that we have to be like Hashem. Just like Hashem is osa chesed, so too we have to be osa chesed. And that really could be the mechayev of many mitzvos b'adam l'chaveru, but surely the ones that occur la'achar misa. Ume'inyin hadbaka b'midosav yizbarach. And so that's what this mechayev comes from the idea that we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Lundus asked the Gemara, is it Kavad HaChayim or Kavad HaMeis? Why not Kamina? What difference does it make? How we classify it? If it's Kavad HaChayim or Kavad HaMeis? De Omar Lotis Pedua Lehu Gavra. Let's say somebody says, leaves in his will, I don't want a hesped. I don't want a spedim. So can we give him a spedim anyway? So if we say it's Kavad HaChayim, then he's in charge. I'm sorry, if it's Kavad HaMeis, then he's in charge, and he said, I don't want that, I don't want any. But if it's Kavad HaChayim, then he can't be mochal on somebody else's Kavad. So therefore, we would give the Hesped anyway. Again, Gdolo throughout history has said this, Shlomo Zalman wrote. He doesn't want to have Hespedim, except Hespedim that give Musar and bring his Orus to the Tzibur. That's what he heard. So basically, any Hesped about Shlomo Zalman would do that. So that's not a problem, because everything about Shlomo Zalman's life is a Musar Haskel to Klal Yisrael. Sorry?
What about the reverse? Someone who's like a
Russian. Here, somebody is a Russian, but it would still be Musar. If somebody who's a Russian who was Skilo, it would still be a Musar to talk about like what he did. Everybody would learn from it. What we mentioned in the past, the first Pesachet Shuvah in Hilchas Avelos quotes that the Pnei Yeshua wrote in his Tzava, he doesn't want to have any Espedim. And then Odebi Yehuda gave a Hesped at his Levaya. Odebi Yehuda says that we don't have to listen to him because he was the Gadol Hador, and by the Gadol Hador, the whole Tzibur needs it. You can't deny the Tzibur that this has bits, therefore it wouldn't work. But really, Be'ikaron, if it was Kavad Achai, then he would not be able to be Mochel, but Kavad Meis he would be. Or Inami Lafukim Yarshin. Or the other Nafkamina is, even if the person does not say, I don't want a Hespid, but what if just the Yarshin don't want to pay for it? In order to pay for it, could Bezdin forcibly take money away from the Yerushim in order to pay for Maspidim? These are professional Maspidim. Maybe you told them everything about the person's life, and they had the voice, they had the ability to make people cry, like the Gemara Mishnah says in Moekatan. They had the Mekonos, the different types of wailers of the women. So do we forcibly make the Yerushim pay? So if it's Kavada Chayim, then no, because it's there. They're covered and they're being mochel. But if it's covered mace, then we would be able to take it from them. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tashmas, let's try to prove it. Vayavar Avram Lispolat Sarah Vilifkosa. Avram came, beginning of Chaya Sarah, to give a hespit to Sarah and to cry. Mefarsha pointed out, first hespit, then Bechi. Even though usually it's the opposite order, usually first the emotional reaction of crying, and then the intellectual evaluation of hespit. Usually it's Bechi and Hespid, but by Avram Avinu he was able to control his emotions and first take care of the national intellectual requirement of Hespid, and then give Bechi. Lispo Lisarva Levkosa. So you see that he gave a Hespid. So they delayed the funeral of Sarah in order for Avram to be able to come back from the Akedah and give a Hespid. The Amrit Mishim Yakrid the Chayihu, and if it's Kavar Achayim, Mishim Yakrid the Avram Mashul Sarah. Because of the Kavod HaChayim for Avram Avinu, they delayed Sarah's burial? Would that happen? So Gemara says, yeah, it's no raya. Sarah gufa nichala. No, Sarah would be happy about being delayed. Why? Gehechi the miyakri of Avram. But still, to give Avram Kavod, they had such a relationship that Sarah would be mochel. And Sarah would want this to occur. So therefore, it was really, the Kavod HaMeis would be Kavod HaChayim. So therefore, there's no raya in one it to show that it's dafka kavod achayim. Maybe it's kavod ameis, but here the kavod for Sarah would be for the others to give Avraham kavod. Related to this is an interesting. It's not exactly. It's inyan boso inyan. But once we're talking about the chayis Sarah and Sarah's death and Avraham coming to give a hesped, there's a very interesting Rav Menachem Kasher in Torah Shlema. We know he was the unbelievable pre-computer work of putting all of Midrashim al Seder Hapsukim. So in Torah Shlema, so the beginning of Chayasara, he quotes a Medrash. He quotes the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Really, it's the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. V'yavo Avraham l'sotol l'sarav l'vkosa. So he quotes the Medrash. Ukshaba Avraham yahara Maria. When Avraham came back after the Akedah, Chara apo shel Samael. The Sutton, he was very mad. Because he saw that forevermore there would be a schus for Klal Yisrael, and he did not succeed. Sherah shall also be adu tavas libo levatel karbono shel Avraham. He saw he didn't succeed in getting Avraham. So what did he do? Okay, let me try to get Sarah at least. Halach va'amar l'Sarah, aye Sarah, Isar lo shamata mashanase ba'olam. So the Satan goes to Sarah and says, Sarah, did you hear what happened? So amar lo lav, she says, no, what happened? Amar lo, he said, Amar lo, lakach ishe chazakein lena'ar yitzchak vehikriva la'ola. Your husband took your little baby son and gave him as a karban. Vehanar boche umiyalel shelo yachal lihinatzel. And the na'ar cries and is miyalel, yilule. He cried because he couldn't be saved. And that's all he hasn't said. Did he go through with it? But obviously, he gave the impression. Miyad is chila boche umiyaleles. Bachsa shalosh bechios keneged shalosh tekios. She cries keneged cryings of tekios. Shalosh yalalos keneged shalosh yavavos. Uparcha nishmasa vamesa. And she died. Ba Avram Avinu masa shamesa shenemar v'yavav Avram l'spolos ravelev kosa. So the Bali Musar say, what do you go to Sarah for? What do you go to Sarah for? Avram already succeeded. What was the point? So maybe the son thought that if he kills Sarah, if he gets Sarah to die, then Avram comes and at least for a moment thinks, was it worth it? It caused my wife's death. That would even take away some of the schar from the Akedah. But what do you see from this Medrash? Sarah cried, and the Medrash links her crying to the Tkios and the Avavos. L'chara, that lashon is used for Rosh Hashanah. So it says Rav Kasher on the bottom, quoting other Midrashim that also quote this idea of Sarah crying, that maybe the Medrash that we all know is a mistake. We know Rabbi Yochanan quotes a Yerushalmi at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and other Rishonim, the Ara quotes a Yerushalmi, and others quote a Yerushalmi, that why do we do 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah? Because the mother of Sisra, the mother of Sisra cried 100 kolos when her darling son didn't come back from the battlefield. So, where's my little Sisrala? And he didn't come back, so she cried. So, thousands, I would say, thousands of bottles of ink have been spilled explaining what do we care about the mother of Sisra, the mother of this anti-Semite murderer of Jews. On Rosh Hashanah, we cry to remember the mother of Sisra. So, there are many different drushes given, wonderful. Suggests Rav Kasher, maybe it shouldn't have said in the Yerushalmi that they're all quoting, Ime Sisra, but Ime Sarah. says maybe it was a mistake. It's a Tohu Sofer. Why? Because it makes sense. The Akedah happened at Rosh Hashanah. These Midrashim talk about the Satan getting, you know, trying to get rid of Sarah. So he says maybe Tzarek Latakein Keneged Mea Pios Depayasa Imenu Sarah. He says that's what it is. And that makes sense that Sarah cried. And also, you know what? This also explains all the sugyas of this type of year. La Arbe Vesa Satan. We don't have any Irbe Vesa Satan on Yom Kippur. We don't have Irbe Vesa Satan any other time. Okay, so it's Rosh Hashanah. Why Dafka Rosh Hashanah? Leading up to it. The Tzkiyas before Rosh Hashanah. The Tzkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. We do everything. La Arbe Vesa Satan. Right, we don't do Shabbos Mevarachim Tishrei. So he says maybe it's all about the Satan because the Satan did this whole story of the Akedah. So he says, maybe that is, again, it's a big chiddush, but he says maybe that is the most pashtus, forget Sisera, but it should really be Imei Desara. But it relates to this, Lespola Sarvel of Kosa, Avram Avinu comes to be Maspid, his wife. Okay, Tashma, six lines up. Visaf Dulo, we're continuing, whether Hespid is Yakra Dechai or Yakra Debes. Tashma, Visaf Dulo, Kol Yisrael Vakavro, so all Bnei Yisrael were maspid him and buried him. The Yamar Mishim Yakra Dechayehu, Hanach Bnei Yakra Nehu, right? Hanach Bnei Yakra Nehu, all the house of Yeravam that was left, were they tzaddikim, that they deserved covet? So what kind of hesped are you giving here? If it's Yakra Dechayehu, you shouldn't have to give anything. So where's it? No. Nichalehu l'tzaddikaya de miyakri birishiyaya. No, still the tzaddikim that were not there anymore, it would be covered for them to have the Rishaim have covered through them. They'll be honored through the hesped that they give them. So again, is no raya that it is purely Yakra the mace, because the mace would have covered if the Chaim would get covered. Tashma, also, Bishalom Tamus, the Yirmiyahu Navi tells Sidkiyahu, you will die in peace. Ube misrafos avosecha hamalachim arishon mishahoyi lefanecha ken yisrafulach, in the burnings of your forefathers, the kings, the burnings that they did for those kings, so too they will do for you. V'hoi adon yisbedulach, and they will also give you hesped. And again, if it's Yakra Dechai, how does he care? What does Sidkiyahu care? Yirmiyahu Navi is giving him comfort. What's going to be? So what is if it's covered up Chai, so what difference would it make if what would Sidkiyahu care whether there was a hesped or not? So again, the Gemara explains that Yirmiyahu says to him, Liyakru Beich Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael would get covered through you. Just like they get covered to talk about the greatness of their kings, so too here, talking about you would be the greatness of their kings. So therefore, again, Yirmiyahu would care about that. He would say, oh, really, Bnei Yisrael would get covered through you. Tashma, trying again. So now the Gemara expands it a little bit. We're not talking about hesped anymore. We're talking about any actions that are done to a niftar after the niftar dies. Is that kavod achai or kavod ames? So hesped was one example. But now the Gemara expands a little bit. Tashma, nivza be'enav nim'as. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, somebody who lowers themselves nim'as and thinks of themselves as disgusting. Right, Rashi quotes. This is in Perek Tezvah where it talks about miyagur ba'alecha miyishkom b'har kachecha. Who would be the one that gets close to Hashem? Somebody who lowers themselves. Zech Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. This is Chizkiyahu. Gemara says in Psachim we had it. It might be a Gemara, it might be a Mishnah. If you remember there on Daf Nunvav, in the Mishnayis we have this in our Mishnayis. But in the Gemara, half of it's a Mishnah, half of it's a Brisa. So whatever you say, Mishnah or Gemara, you're right. So it talks about the six things that Chizkiyahu did. Three things the Chachamim were happy about, three things the Chachamim were not happy about. One of the ones that they were happy about was Shegirer Atzmos Aviv. He took the bones of his father, who was a big Rasha, and rolled them around Al Mita Shel Chavalim in order to degrade his father. Derech Bizoyon. In order that, this discussion of the Rishonim, Rashi here says, third line, in order to teach others, Kadesha Yisyasru Ha'acherim, so that others would get a message. Kadesha Yisyasru Ha'acherim. So says the Gemara, V'imishim Yakri Dechayihu, if all actions done after life is to give covet for the Chayim, my taima. So what's he doing this for? Right, this shows that all actions done after death is for his father. He's trying to give his father a kapara. So my taima, doesn't it show that to teach others? Therefore, it shows that it's yakra Let's go back to the question. Why did he do this? Is it to give to kapara to his father? To give kapara to his father. So you delay the burial because of that? Is that a good enough reason? So Mar says yes. Yisrael gufayo nichalu demachlu yakrayo legabe. But Israel were ready to be mochel their kavod in order to give mechila to one of their kings so that he will get kapara. They're ready. So again, it's no raya in either direction, whether this is dafka kavod achai or kavod ameis, because here there's an overlap between the kavod of Bnei Yisrael. They will be mochel on their kavod in order to give kavod ameis and to bring a kapara to the father of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Tashma, again, try. Amr Lahan, Rebbe says, Al Tespeduni Bayaros. The Gemara Ksuba says he gave instructions to his children at the end of his life. One of them was, don't be masped in me in little cities. You know, gather all of Chai Yisrael together and some big ones, but every place I go, I don't need a hesped there. I don't need a hesped there at all the little places. So Al Tespeduni Bayaros. He said that. V'i Amr Yakra Dechaye Manafka Lemina. But if it's Kavod Achai, so it's his choice. It's his choice to decide where the Hespedim are. So Ksavar Liasur Be Yisrael Tvei. Yes, he said he wanted to give. He thought it was greater Kavod, Brovam Hadras Melech, to have more Klal Yisrael together for the Hespedim. So therefore, he said only gather them all together in the big areas. So was this a Al Tespeduni Bayaros? Was this a statement of Anava? Or a statement of covered for Klal Yisrael? Because the Gemara seems to explain it as a statement of covered for Klal Yisrael. Only do it in the big cities. He wants to give covered for Klal Yisrael. Pashto, that's what it has to be. Because we find elsewhere that Rebbe was one of the greatest humble people. Right? Misha Meis Rebbe Bat Lo Hanava. Remember when Rebbe the Gemara said Misha at the end of Masechta Sota. Excuse me, he was one of the greatest in the world of being humble. So therefore, you have to say that this is the pshat of this, that the Tespeduni Bayaros is something related to humility. We haven't mentioned in a while, but Rav Yosef Engel says in Beis HaOtzar, one of his encyclopedic svarim, that the term Omer Ani, I say, is only found in the Gemara with Rebbe. Sometimes you'll find the statement, Rebbe says, Omer Ani, dot, dot, dot. Omer Ani, dot, dot, dot. So what is Omer Ani? Find it in a few places. Have it in Sanhedrin, actually. It's coming up, I think. So Omer Ani. So where does Omer Ani, what does that Lashon mean? So suggest the Beis HaOtzar of Yosef Engel. Omer Ani quotes it from, in about 15 places, Kiddushin, Gittin, many, all the places here, Erech and Tainus, Sanhedrin, right? We had it, right? Sanhedrin Chav Beis, Rebbe Omer Ani. So what does that mean? So he suggests it's the Talmudic La'aniyas Daiti. La'aniyas Daiti, in my humble opinion, it's that Omer Ani, you know, little old me. I say that this is what it should be. Havanas inyan alashon Omer Ani shal yeshagar alashonu shal Rebbe nirshu derech anava bishemes Rebbe bala anava vakanava kavana sheinena Omer as hadin vahadavar derech hechlit rak Omer also biyichus el atzmo shalo nirakach ukederech sheregilin ayom lichto bimalitzas nirlani as daiti. That's what he thinks Omer Ani is. And then he quotes Sifrei Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov. He says, according to the Midah of the Besht, Ki derech ad shei maila hagadolim lehisponein al kol diboreim ma'aseihem she'einei medabrim va'osim mikoach atzman. Also, al derech kavod, it wasn't me, it was the koach eloki asher bahem. I didn't do that. It was the godliness in me. I can't take any credit. Somebody gives a great shiur. It wasn't me, it was really everything I'm quoting. It was the ruchnius in me. So Omer Ani, this is what I say. It's not anything special. And then at the end, he quotes the amazing Ha'ara that he says, "Where do you see this? His Kamosha Lo Nimsa Shkiras Lishon Omer Ani. You don't find Omer Ani anywhere except for Rebbe. You find Omer Ani in one place in all of Tanakh. That phrase, Omer Ani in Tehillim Perak Memhei. Rachash Libi Davar Tov. I thought of something good to do. Omer Ani Maasei Lamelech." Omer Ani, I say, my actions are to the king. Lishoni eight sofer mahir. My tongue is a quick pen of a scribe. What does that mean? See, he quotes amazingly. He thinks this pasuk David HaMelech was writing as a remez to Rebbe. Because what does he say? He has a great, great thought. Rachash libi davar tov. Omer Ani, as a remez to Rebbe. What did Rebbe do? What was the greatest feat? He wrote the Mishnah. Ma'asei la melech, his mas, it was l'shem shemayim. It was an eis la'asos l'shem. Lashoni, my tongue. Tarsha Balpeh, he changed into Eight Sofer Mahir. He put it to writing. He took Sharp Tarsha Balpeh and put it to Tarsha Balpeh. He says, that's what Rebbe did. And that was the great idea. That's Omar Ani. That was the remez to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. His humility. Okay, we got to move. So that's why Lechora, the Altas Peduti Bayaros, has to be a reflection of Anava. Tashma Vaiter. Halinu Lechvodo Lavilo Aron Vechtachrichin. Let's say they delay a burial in order to bring somebody a proper coffin, a proper shrouds. Ain't over love. There's no violation of Losala Nivlasa. As we had yesterday, the mitzvah of burying, there's no violation. If you do it, Lechavit, if you delay it, Lechavit. Malav Lechvodo Shalmeis. Doesn't this mean Kavit Ameis to delay? Lo Lechvodo Shalchai. Means the kavod achai. When we should kavod achai, mavis le mace, because of kavod achai, it's possible to delay a burial? In, yes. When the Torah says, in kiseitse, that we don't want to delay burying someone, dumya de talui de isbe bizayin. It's similar only to somebody who's hanging, who has bizayin for the delay. Aval hacha, kiven de lesbe bizayin lo, but here there's no bizayin. If you're doing it for kavod of a relative, of a great person who's coming, there is no bizayin. Tashma. Another one. If you delay burying him in order to make announcements so people come, to bring expert wailers, it's kavod ha-meis, anything you do afterwards. So that's what it might mean. If you do it for kavod ha-chai, there's no bizayin l'meis. Tashma, last try, which will be accepted. Reb Nasan Omer, Simin Yafel Ameis, Shenifarmi Yon Alach Hamisa. There's a good reflection of somebody that the following person obviously got paid back in Olam Hazeh, so in Olam Haba, he will be very high. Meis Shalom Nispad, if somebody does not get a Hesped, Velo Nikvar, or Achman Al-Aslan doesn't get buried, or Shachaya Gorasso, or a wild animal takes him, Oshaya Geshem Misafan Amitaso, or rain drips on his coffin, Zeo Simin Yafel Ameis. This is a simen yafel ameis. So shma mina, yakra the shichvi hu shma mina. So that's a peferish brisa. You see that it's covered ha meis. That's what the hesped is. Good. Saka the nodavi hu dabi mazid. The am needed it. It's covered ameis, but it's covered ameis for Klal Yisrael to be inspired by his life too. To say that the nodavi hu could say that they needed it. Okay. Lo hayu kovrin. Lo hayu kovrin, they wouldn't bury, as the Mishnah said, they wouldn't bury the skilas reif harachenek, all the dal and misas bezin next to each other. They had two and two. Two and two. The two that were more chamor were buried in a separate cemetery than the two that were less chamor. In kovrin rasha etzel tzadik. Why? Because you don't bury a rasha etzel a tzadik. And the other two misas bezin are considered tzadikim compared to, right, somebody only is chayiv hereg. Right, he's considered a tzaddik compared to the one who died with skila and Srefa. The Megalias Hashas quotes Al Pi Kabbalah from the Bnei Yisachar that why is this? Because la'achar misa there are certain raze Torah that are revealed to the niftar in the makam of his makam where he is buried, and if there's a rasha right next to you, they're not going to come down to let you know because he's not allowed to have the secrets. So that's why you can't have the secrets. Kivish Nigra Yitzel Rasha, Farashi Nirei Lashmoa, Azai Al Yidei Zeb, Monin Arazi Torah Gamei Atzadik. And therefore, you have to bury people in similar areas. Tomer Racha Barchanina, Man Shein Kovrin Rashi Yitzel Tzadik, how do you know? Shneemar Vehihim Kovrin Ish, Vinei Ro Esha Gedud. They were burying someone, and they saw the Gedud, Vayashlich Vasa Ish Bekever Elisha. They just threw the man. They threw him into the kever of Elisha. This is talking about a Navi Sheker. Vayelach vayega ha'ish ba'atzmos Elisha vayechi vayach maraglach. You see what happens if a Rosh goes next to a tzaddik? Tchias ha'mesim. Right, it shouldn't have happened, but that's what happened. So that's what you see, it shouldn't happen. Amalei Papa of Adilma le'kiyume. Maybe there's no riot from that pasuk. Maybe it was just to be Mekayim the following Nevuah. V'hino pishnayim bruchacha elai. Right, the pasuk says that Elisha was supposed to do tchias ha'mesim twice. Right, and the compared to Elio, only did it once. Right, so Elisha only did the Isha Shunamis. Maybe it was just to be Mekayim that Nevuah. So Amarlei, no, Yehachi, Haina Detanya, Al Raglov, Amad, Ulubesa Lohalach. So then that should have been, he should have had Tchias HaMesim, and he shouldn't have gone anywhere. Right, Ulubesa Lohalach. Elavahina Pishnaim Hechemishkacha. So must be, teach me this idea that you don't bury a Tzadik Eshel HaRasha. Elavahina Pishnaim Hechemishkacha, Zlota Achye. So therefore, where do you see the other Tchias HaMesim name? If it was, where do you see that Nevuah come through? come true. Amalei Reb Yochanan Sheripa Tsaras Naaman. When Naaman got Tsaras, he healed him. Shishkula Kameis, because a Mitzorah is compared to somebody who was dead. Shenet to the Chsev Al Nati Kameis. That Moshe davens for Miriam, she shouldn't be like a mace. The Gemara says elsewhere there are four people that are considered like mace: Mitzora, Ani, Suma, and Misha Ein Lo Banim. Those four, the Gemara in Nedarim talks about it. So Mitzora is one of them. So therefore, healing him is like giving him back his life. We mentioned the Bali Musar say, what do those four have in common? They all of them cannot give in the proper way, and giving is part of being an achai. In Yahadus, right? A giver. We are givers. An ani can't give. A suma can't properly give. Mishein lo banim doesn't have who to give to. And mitzora is sitting outside the machane. Those are the four they can't give. Ukeshem shein kovin rashi. It's alfad kachin kovin rashi. Chomer itzav shakal. As we just said, right? Yom beri rashi chomer itzav shakal. Veliskin arba kvaris. So why do you have two and two? So you have four cemeteries. So where is it? No. Shnei kvaris gemara gemira la. No. Two cemeteries. We have a mitzora. Gemara Gemirla. What does Gemara Gemirla mean? Rashi says, Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. You find this all over Shas. Whenever Gemara Gemirla, Rashi says, Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Chavos Yair suggests that the Rambam would argue, because the Rambam at the beginning of Pirsha Mishnayis lists off all of the Halacha Moshe Misinais and says, there is never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's what the Rambam says. So the Chavos Yair quotes about 200 questions on the Rambam that you find there are many machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. If anybody ever did the first paragraph of Baba Kama, you don't have to get so far. Dav Gimel talks about Tsroros. Tsroros, the Gemara says later on in Baba Kama, is a machlokas. So how can you have a machlokas? So the Gemara never calls it Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says Gemara Gemirla. And the Nitziv and the Chavos Yair before him suggest that if you look at the Rambam, this is not Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's a different category. Halachas ha-mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe it's a Misora, but it's not in the category of Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Rashi always jumps. Gemara Gemira Allah, Halacha Moshe Misinai, just like here. Okay, so that might be a machlokas. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We were talking about him, so we have another statement. Ochal Chayle Vibrish Karban Eimer Daso. Totally different sugya. If somebody eats a piece of treif, meaning somebody does an aveira, and was mafresh a karban, and then Eimer Daso, and then he converts to Christianity, then he becomes a heretic. So, v'chazer bo, and then he does tshuva. What happens to his karban? When he was a mumar, his karban was pasal. So the Gemara says, Hoel v'nidche yidche. Since it was pushed aside at one moment, this carbon is totally pasul and has to bring a new carbon. It is permanently tainted. Because he became a mumar at a certain moment, this carbon is permanently gone. Itmar nami, amar birmi, amar bel, amar biyochanan. Similarly, achal chel v'evish carbon menishtate. What if somebody does an aveira, is v'evish a carbon, and then goes meshuga, becomes a shota? V'chazer nishtate, then gets his senses back. Again, hoel v'nidche nidche. And you need to tell Rabbi Yochanan to tell me this both about a shota and about a mumar. If you only had about a mumar, maybe only by a mumar's karban is it totally pushed aside. Mishum He did it lahachis. He did it under his own right b'mezid. So that's pushed aside. But by somebody who becomes a shota, it happened by itself. So maybe it's just like he's sleeping. Just like somebody who's sleeping, his carbon isn't nidche, so to a shote. His carbon isn't nidche when? His carbon isn't nidche when? So Rashi says, I'm sorry, do Tosfos first. Tosfos says, the yashin and shote are not exactly the same, in Tosfos Ema, because, but does the Kohen have to check if somebody gives a carbon to a Kohen to give, does the Kohen have to check if the person's sleeping when he gives the carbon? So Tosa says, no, he doesn't have to check, because you could give a carbon on the behalf of a Yashin. So it's not exactly the same, but the Gemara is comparing it to Yashin. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, and maybe Rashi is alluding to Ashita the Rishon, and Rashi says, Ava ki Yashin dami, kecho adam ha-yishin ha-balaywa, ve'edem nidachim bekach, la'achar shenioru. He adds in those last two words. After they wake up, maybe Rashi's meduyuk, like the Yad Ramah here says explicitly, that while they're sleeping, in a chinami, while they're sleeping, it's not good enough. Does the Kohen have to check? No. There's a chazaka that a person doesn't usually sleep during the day. Right? People don't sleep during the day. Maybe the day after the Seder. But people usually don't sleep during the day. So therefore, maybe that's Rashi and the Yad Ramah take the Gemara literally. But that is the Havamina. That's why you have to say, Shota. Back to the Gemara. V'yesh minan hacha, mishem deim b'yad al-achzar. And if you want to say only by Shota, maybe because only Shota would be nitche, because he doesn't have control to get his senses back. Aval hasan de'b'yad al-achzar emalo, but there, by a mumar, he can come back whenever he wants, so he should not be nitche. Sricha. We don't have time to go into it so much. I once gave a shiur on a Shavuos night. Maybe I'll give it this year. I haven't decided yet which shiurim this year. But can you do mitzvahs when you're sleeping? Can you be yotzei mitzvahs, be mekayim mitzvahs when you're sleeping? So this is part of the sugya. This is machlokas here. Maybe Rashi and Tosfos about a karban. So the post can talk about number one puravu. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva. If somebody is in a stupor, a total stupor, kimat sleeping, and he lives with his wife, and he makes her pregnant through that act of bia, puravu. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says there's no mitzvah there. There's no mitzvah, because there's not called a ma'isa bia. It's like this nolad ba'ambati, this ira ba'ambati, which we discussed a few weeks ago, and there wouldn't be a mitzvah puravu. Another achronim argue. That's one context. The other big issue, fascinating issue, is what about minyan? Does somebody who's sleeping count for a minyan? Right, what if you're davening motzoi purim, and somebody's sleeping? Somebody's sleeping. So can you count it for a minyan? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins? Yes. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you could count the sleeping person for a minyan. And the Taz vehemently argues. Vehemently. The Taz says, you count for a minyan. What kind of joke is that? This is Beishchinta Sharia for a minyan. Is it better than people just talking in the back of the shul, says the Taz? Count them for a minyan. So he goes through for four or five arguments. I don't have to go through it now, but you can look in I think it's Simen Nun Hei, in the halachas of Minyan, the Shulchan Aruch, based on his Rebbe, the Mahari Beirav, based on his Rebbe's Shitas, he said you could count the same person for a Minyan, and the Taz argues. Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchi, let's try to be Machmir and not count him. Okay, so that's in terms of Mumar and Yashin and Shota. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar of Yosef, Afanana Mitanina, we also learned in a Mishnah, I'll prove it to you, that a Mumar's carbon is permanently tainted, hov nitcha nitcha, in the Sugya later on. The Mishnah later on says, about Ir Hanidachas. We know Ir Hanidachas is totally burned down, and all the possessions are burned. Hayuba Kadshim, what if there were carbonus in the city, that people were set aside? Obviously, people set him aside, but now they're all worshiping Avodah Zarah. So we're talking about a carbon of a mumar here. So what does the Mishnah say? Kachim is beach yamusu. You just have to let him die. Kachim bedek abayis, but if they're bedek abayis, if the value was just given, so yipad, they can be redeemed. V'yavinan ba ma yamusu, why do we have to kill and let die the carbonas? Kivan de iktal haviluhu kapara. Once they die, once we burn these people, once we burn the whole city, don't they receive a kapara? And once they receive a kapara, they're not mumars anymore. Fulis kula gavoa. Then we should give it, now we should be able to bring it to as a carbon. Lav mishum da amrin and hov nitcha nitchu. Isn't this a raya then? That a mumar's carbon is permanently tainted and you can never give it? Isn't that a raya? The mumar says, no. Amar le abayi, mi savis, mi smitoch risho, davi le kapara. Well, who says that if somebody dies while they're still standing berisha, they didn't do tshuva, they get a kapara? Maybe the risha loved the kapara. No. If they didn't do tshuva before they were put to death, there's no kapara. The Tanya Rav Shmaya, Yochla filu pirsha avos midaki tzibur yitameh. You might think that a kohen is allowed to become tamei for his father, who is a total apikaris. We know a kohen becomes tamei. Is a mitzvah for him to become tamei for his seven krovim. Tamalomar be'amav ba'ose maisa amav. Right, only if he does actions of his nation. So what do you see from there? That it could very well be that, what's this context talking about? By Ir Hanidachas, where the karbanos are still off limits, by somebody who was a mumar till the very end. But in Achinami, if somebody did shuva, we would say that their karban would be able to be brought. Tosfos asks here, in the Tosfos in Raskol Vamai, doesn't the Mishnah say later on, in the list of people who don't get Olam Haba, Anshi Ir Hanidachas? So how could we even suggest here, Haviluhu Kapara? Says they don't get Olam Haba there. So Tosfos says, maybe there just means that they were done to be an Ir Hanidachas, but they weren't actually put to death. But if they were put to death, they get Olam Haba. The Ran changes the Girsa in that Mishnah. The Ran takes out the line of Elam Chelek Olam Haba. He says it here, and he says it there. Rosh Aaron says, "Don't. It's not on that line because of this Gemara. This Gemara outweighs that Mishnah. Change the Gersa." Amalei Rava, continuing. We're going to go back and forth to figure out whether this is a Raya. So far, it's no Raya, because maybe that context is that they didn't do Tshuva. Amalei Rava, Mikam Adamis, Nerag, Mitoch Risho, Lemes Mitoch Risho. One second. There's a big difference between if somebody is killed, Mitoch Risho, or if somebody just dies. Mes Mitoch Risho, if somebody just dies naturally, and he had been a Rasha, Kiva Dechi Urche Kamayis, since he died naturally, Lo Havila Kapara, that is no Kapara. Nerag Mitoch Risho, Kiva Delavki Urche Mayis, Havila Kapara. But if he's Nerag, it is a Kapara. So don't bring me rice from Nerag Nidachas to a regular case of a person who died. By Nerag Nidachas and Achinami. There could be Kapara there. But over here, Rabbi Yochanan's statement is a person actually, right, does tshuva or doesn't do tshuva? Don't compare the context. Teda, says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Dechsiv mizmar la'asaf, right, the tilam ayin test, which we always say in the time of tzara. Elo kim, ba'u goyim nachal asacha. We say, Hashem, goyim came into your nachal. Tim was echal kachecha. They made your base of English tame. Nas v'chulu. Nas lo as nevela savadecha ma'achal opa shamayim. You're the nevela, the bodies, the corpses of your servants were given as food to the birds. Psachas v'decha l'chai so'aretz. And the buster of your pious ones were given to the wild animals. Maya v'decha maya chasidecha. What's the double lashon of avadim and chasidim? Lav chasidecha, chasidecha mamish. Doesn't chasidim means actual pious persons? Avadecha hanach to machayvi dina de meikara. Avadecha, your servants, means the rishayim that were mechuyev bedin v'kima deikdo karilu avadecha. And now they're called avadecha because once they were killed. So therefore, it's automatically considered tshuva, and therefore it should be a raya. It should be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan Shita that a mumar who does tshuva, his karbon is still off limits, because you know their karbonis, when we go back to that same Mishnah, of the Erenidachas cannot be brought. So Amalei Abaye said, no, again it's no raya. Mika medamis, aruge malchus la aruge bezdin. Could we compare somebody put to death by bezdin to somebody put to death by malchus? Somebody who's just killed. Haruge malchus kivan deshalo bedin kamikdali havilu kapara haruge malchus. Somebody who's just killed by an unfair government. So that's a kapara because they weren't supposed to be killed and they were killed anyway. Haruge bezdin kivan debedin kamikdali havilu kapara. No, bezdin just following exactly what they're supposed to do. If they don't do tshuva at the end of his life, they don't get a kapara. And the Chassam Sofer even has a tshuva. Chassam Sofer in Yoredeya Shin Lamed Gimel. We discussed it. There was somebody who was found, who was killed by bandits. He was killed by bandits. And the people of the town came to him and said, hey, we know the Gemara that says, Afa pisha arba misas bitlu, din arba misas lo bitlu. And therefore, maybe this person was chai misa, and that's why he was killed in such a way. So are we allowed to bury him in the Jewish cemetery? That was the question brought to the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, I don't usually paskin like on these types of issues. You got to ask the minhagim of the Chevra Kadisha. It's amazing. He says, got to go ask the Chevra Kadisha, but once you ask me, I'll give you an answer. Bury him normally. He says, it doesn't say, Avabisha bab arbamises, dinarbamises lo bilu. It doesn't say kol dinar. It doesn't say the word kol in that case. Meaning, sometimes it's true, but you don't have to say it in every case. Sometimes it was just Rahman al-Islam, a terrible situation, a tragedy. So therefore, you could bury him normally. Teidan, I'll prove it to you, says the Gemara now. Ditznan, loha yukovrno sabik fivrsavosav. Look what happens. In the people who were put to death by Bezdin, they are still not buried in Kever Avos. Visakadai that kivin de iktal havi lu kapara, and if they get kapara right away, likru, why don't you bury them? Right, that's why this whole sugi is here, because of this line. Because you prove, so somebody who's put to death by Bezdin does not get an automatic kapara. So you cannot compare that to the case of Haruge Malchus. The Gemara says, Misa u kvura bi'inan. You're right, you have to have kvura. You have to have kvura as part of the kapara outside. Once you have kvura outside of the cemetery, that itself gives kapara, and that's why, as we'll see, afterwards you're allowed to do likrat samos back into a regular cemetery. Period. Moshe Rav Adi Bar Abba, continuing this discussion. Lo hayim masablin ela onanin. The Mishnah we just had said that there was no avelus. The relatives of the haruge misas bezdin were not misabel. Ella onanin she'ein aninus ela b'leiv. Why? So Rashi on the Mishnah had said because avelus is partially kavod ames, and we don't want to give this guy any kavod. But aninus is more b'leiv. So therefore, a person could have aninus but not avelus. V'isak adar akivan de'ikper havilu kapara la'avla b'one minute. If the person gets a kapara, the person put to death by skila gets a kapara after he's buried, so why doesn't avelus kick in? After he's buried, he's a tzaddik. So Gemara says, no, be'ina nami icho basar. You also need a little bit of the meat to start rotting. Right? It's not automatically bad burial. Deka nami diktani, nis'achala basar. That's what we had said. Once the basar starts rotting a little bit, then malakta nis'atzamos, you could do likat atzamos, v'kovrino sanmim kom and shmamina. Right? So therefore, you could do likat atzamos. Therefore, when is the kapara gotten by the haruge misa's bezdin? After misa, after kfura, after likud atzamos, shmamina. But what do you see from there? That after burial, you should get a kapara. So by Ashi Herani Dachas, but you still can't use their carbon. Totally off limits. Sefer Lachora, that proves Rabbi Yochanan, right? We end up saying as a rise, proves Rabbi Yochanan, that Hov Nitche, Nitche. Period. Ravashi Amar has one more point related to this. So Ravashi says.
Would they sit after Yikol?
Sorry?
Would they sit Shiv after
Yikol Atzamos? Not 100% clear. But Ravashi is saying no. Ravashi is about to say no, they don't sit shiv at all. Why? Ravashi Amar, because as follows. Avelos, meimas hakamaschalis, when is Avelos supposed to start? Mistimas hagolel, right after kvura. Mistimas hagolel, what exactly does that mean? It's a discussion that we've shown him when they put the cover of the aron on, when they put the matseva up. Mistimas hagolel, kapara meimas hakamavye, and when did they get the kapara? Mechichazut sara de kiver perta. When they have a little pain in the kever, meaning likarat samos. So you see it's held in abeyance a little bit. Avelus is delayed. Avelus should start at T1 on Tuesday, and maybe it takes a few days for the Ichol Basar to start. So Hilka Chov Itchi Yitru says Ravashi, once Avelus does not start at its proper time, it is always pushed aside. Period. Ihachi Lamal Ichol Basar Mishim Delo Efshar. Ihachi, if that's true, so what do you need Ichol Basar for? What do you need Ichol Basar? Why do you have to wait for Ichol Basar? Rashi says, Ihaki leaning first of Osav, Lamini Lahamtin. What do you have to wait for Ichol Basar? If it's just a little, maybe Sara Kiver Pert is even a little before that, Mishim Delo Efshar, because you can't take it earlier because it's putrid. Starts smelling, says Rashi, before it totally rots a little more, where it doesn't smell anymore. So that's why we have to wait. Period. It's an interesting discussion in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Shin Tzadik Vav, and a tragic case. Let's say there is a katan sheniskadel betoch shiva. The katan loses their father, and during shiva they become a bar mitzvah during shiva. So do they have to sit? They have a veil because the katan is part of our mitzvahs. So do you say shiva starts right away or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says batul kol din avelus, no avelus. Oh, we just started. We just started svira, first day of svira. That's the sugya katan sheniskadel. Right, so what if the conscience is gadol b'toch shiva? So the Shulchan Aruch says there is no avelus. There is no avelus. The Bach argues. The Bach says, of course there is. Of course there is. What do you mean? A katan is more included. The Bach says, right, you count shiva and shloshim misha shehigdil. If he becomes a gadol after shloshim, so then nothing. But during shiva and shloshim, there is. And the Taz is marech to defend the Shulchan Aruch. He argues with his father-in-law, the Bach. He defends the Shulchan Aruch, and one of the rights he brings is right here. Why? Because by the Misa's Bezdin, fine, there is nothing right away, but a katan. A katan is shaykh and mitzvahs. So for the Taz argues. So machlokas haposkim. What about Chalamoi? Good question. What about Chalamoi? What about a Yontif? So there are Rishonim, machlokas Rishonim, whether there is a velus bitsina on Yontif. The Rambam says there's no avelus at all. The Rosh and Tosfos hold there is avelus betzina. So because there is some type of avelus, you just don't start counting the minion of Shiva, so then you could say it's considered to have started already. Okay, I was going to get into that a little longer, but we don't have time. Let's go through 3 more minutes. Says the Gemara, Kivrei de Rav Avishak l'minei Afra l'isha sabas yoma. People used to take dirt from the kever of Rav for a fever. They used to go near Rav's kever, and they take a little dirt from his kever. Amrulei l'shmuel, they told Shmuel what was going on here. Amel hu yasavdin, it's okay. Karka olamu, v'karka olam ein eseris. There's no isra hana from just dirt. It wasn't, I guess it wasn't within the dalet amos of his tfusa, and therefore you're allowed to take it. Dechsiv, as it says, v'yashlech as afra al kever b'nei adam, in Malachim, it compares the kever b'nei adam to avodah zara, makish kever b'nei adam avodas kochavim, ma avodas kochavim b'mechubar l'mitzura, just like avodah zara is not usur if it is mechubar. Dechsiv, asher atem yorshim osam eselohem al heharim haramim, you have to destroy the avodah zara that is on the mountains, al heharim elohem, below heharim elohem, even if they worship mountains, you don't have to raise the mountains, because it's not usur avodah zara, hachanami b'mechubar l'mitzura, so too here, b'mechubar The mechuber, the dirt, is not mitzvah, only something buried with, but not the mechuber itself. Meisve, formal lines, hachotev kever lo aviv, v'halach v'kever b'makom acher, as it lay kever b'olamis. 1 minute. Somebody says, it says, if somebody, carves out a, grave for his father, and then they bury the father somewhere else, so the grave is always aser. So you see, 1 second, you see mechuber is aser ba'ana. So Gemara says, no, how come I askin of a kever b'din? Maybe that's talking about a crypt. Meaning, let's say, a building on top that he chiseled out, which is considered talish. Talish of Lesof Chibro, in this context, is considered talish, not mechuber. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but I'll end off with the Margalias Ashas, which is worth it to come for, just for this Margalias Ashas. They used to take dirt from Rebbe for a fever of 1 day. Bas Ishta. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rebbe. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, what is this refer? What, they took dirt from Rebbe's kever? No. Well, from Rav's kever, the Gemara says, and the Rambam even quotes it, that Rav did not speak a word of batala his entire life. Shlosach sicha betela kol yamav. Every second of his life was davuk batora. Every single second of Rav's life. And the Gemara says in Git and Daf Pezayin that when Rav used to sign his name, how did he sign it? You know, some Amoraim had different pictures they used to sign. So Rav signed a fish. Rav Tzir Kavra. Why a fish? Says Rav Meir Shapiro, because the Gemara says at the end of Brachas, Daf Samach Aleph, the second to last daf, that when Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah in the middle of the street, so they came to Rabbi Akiva and said, aren't you scared? So they say to Rabbi Akiva, gives you a mashal. He says that there was a fox that was going next to a river, and there was a fish, and he sees fish in the river, and he says, he says to the fish, why are you going so fast? He's like, I'm going away from the nets. So when you're going away from the nets, why don't you jump and join me here, up on land? Join me up on here, the nets won't get you. He says, what are you talking about? If I'm not in the water, it's even worse. At least here I'm in the water, I'm living. I have to be living here, because without water for a second, I wouldn't be able to live at all. It says Rabbi Akiva, without Torah for a second, I'd be finished. So Rav was Messiah Kavra, a fish. Why? Because every second he was like a fish. He was like that fish that couldn't live for a second without Torah. Couldn't live for a second without Torah. So every second was him for Torah. There was a special skula to go to Rav's kever and take from it to get healed. But didn't they take dirt? They took that message from Rav. They took a little bit to any tzara. Any tzara, whenever a tzara started in life, the first day of the tzara, the beginning of the tzara, they went to Rav's kever to learn the message from Rav's kever that you got to devote your life to Torah like a fish to water, and in that way, the tzara will disappear. So Meir Shapiro on taking away the tzara, and taking the dirt from Rav's kever. Okay, we'll have to stop here. A guten Morgen.